This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The relationship between self-awareness and authenticity. Why knowing yourself is the only path to being trusted by others. In short, self-awareness is not a feeling of knowing yourself. It is the ongoing practice of closing the gap between who you believe you are and who you actually are in action. Without it, what you call authenticity is often just unexamined habit. Self-awareness produces authenticity only when it is honest, not flattering. The gap between your self-image and your actual behaviour is where trust erodes. Closing the gap is a practice, not a revelation. Definition: self-awareness and authenticity describes the relationship between accurate self-knowledge and the ability to behave in genuine alignment with your values. It is the capacity to recognize your internal states, understand how they shape your actions, and choose responses that reflect who you actually are, not who you prefer to think you are. I have watched people describe themselves as open and honest while shutting down every piece of critical feedback they received. I have sat across from managers who called themselves calm under pressure and then reacted badly the moment a conversation turned difficult. They were not lying. They genuinely believed what they said. That is the thing about self-awareness. The people who need it most are often the least able to see the gap. And that gap between who you believe you are and who you actually are in moments of pressure is precisely where authenticity either holds or falls apart. This is worth examining closely. Not because it is a comforting idea, but because understanding the real connection between self-awareness and authenticity changes how you approach both. Why most people misread what authenticity actually requires. The common understanding of authenticity is that you should simply be yourself. Express what you feel. Do not wear a mask. That idea has a grain of truth, but it isn't complete in a way that causes real problems. If your unexamined self is anxious, reactive, or inconsistent, then being yourself without self-awareness does not produce authenticity. It produces noise. People around you experience unpredictability, and unpredictability is the opposite of trust. Authenticity is not the absence of filtering. It is the presence of alignment to your values, your intentions, and your behavior pointing in the same direction. And that alignment is only possible when you can actually see yourself clearly enough to make it happen. Here is the truth that most people have a self-image that is more flattering than accurate. Not because they are dishonest, but because the brain naturally edits in your favor. Self-awareness is the discipline of pushing back against that edit. The core mechanism: how self-knowledge produces genuine behavior. The connection between self-awareness and authenticity is not poetic, it is mechanical. Let me walk you through how it actually works. You carry a self-concept, a set of beliefs about who you are, what you value, how you come across. That self-concept is built from memory, feedback, and interpretation, and it is almost always partially inaccurate. Some parts are too generous. Others are not generous enough. When you act from that self-concept without examining it, you produce behavior that feels genuine from the inside, but lands inconsistently on the outside. You think you are being transparent. Others experience you as evasive. You believe you are direct. Others find you blunt. The gap between your self-image and your actual impact is where authenticity breaks down, and where understanding the root causes of workplace tension often begins. Self-awareness is the mechanism that closes that gap, not by making you perfect, but by making you honest about the distance between intention and reality. When you genuinely know your emotional triggers, you can choose your response rather than simply enacting it. When you understand your blind spots, you can compensate for them rather than being ruled by them. The practical consequence is direct. People with strong self-awareness are more predictable, not in a boring way, but in the way that matters. Their behavior under pressure matches their stated values. That consistency is what others read as authentic. It is not a performance of honesty. It is the result of sustained self-knowledge applied in real time. This is also why emotionally aware people tend to handle feedback differently. If you understand your own reactions, you can stay grounded when feedback triggers discomfort, which is exactly the challenge the core framework addresses in defensive feedback conversations. Without self-awareness, that discomfort hijacks your response, and you act in ways that contradict the values you claim to hold. What this looks like when it plays out at work. Consider a team leader who genuinely believes she is approachable. She has told her team as much. Her door is open. But when a team member brings her a difficult problem, she tightens visibly, asks clipped questions, and moves the conversation toward solutions before the person has finished explaining. Her team stops coming to her. She cannot understand why. What she lacks is not good intentions. She has those. What she lacks is the self-awareness to see that her discomfort with uncertainty, something she has never examined, is overriding her intention to be approachable. From the inside, she feels like she is helping. From the outside, she feels dismissive. This kind of gap is everywhere. The manager, who values collaboration, but consistently overrides the group's decisions without explanation. The colleague, who considers himself a straight talker, but whose directness leaves people feeling diminished. In each case, the self-image and the behaviour are out of alignment, and people around them feel the inconsistency even when they struggle to name it. Now consider someone who carries genuine self-awareness into the same situations. She knows that uncertainty makes her impatient. So when a difficult conversation starts, she notices that impatience as a signal and deliberately slows down. She asks a follow-up question instead of jumping to conclusions. The outcome is not that she becomes a different person. It is that she applies what she knows about herself in a way that keeps her behavior aligned with what she actually values. That alignment is what builds trust, and it connects directly to why effective feedback is the backbone of workplace growth. People only receive feedback well from someone they trust, and trust starts with this kind of consistent congruence. Why the gap between self-image and reality goes unnoticed. There are a few reasons this mechanism stays invisible to most people, even smart, well-intentioned ones. First, feedback is scarce. Most people do not receive honest, specific feedback about how they come across on any regular basis. They move through their working lives getting polite responses and inferring that things are fine. The confidence competence loop explains part of this. The more confident a person feels in their self-image, the less likely they are to seek the kind of feedback that would challenge it. Second, behavior under pressure feels like behavior under choice. When you react defensively to a difficult question, it does not feel like a reaction. It feels like a considered response. The internal experience of your behavior is not a reliable indicator of how the behavior is landing. Third, people around you accommodate your blind spots over time. They learn what topics to avoid, what tone to use, which of your reactions to work around. Their accommodation removes the friction that would otherwise reveal the gap to you. You experience smooth interactions and conclude, incorrectly, that you are self-aware. The person who misses all of this is not careless. They are simply never forced to look at themselves from the outside. Self-awareness requires building that external view deliberately, through reflection, through sought feedback, and through the willingness to sit with information about yourself that is not flattering. This is equally true in tense situations, where the ability to stay grounded depends directly on the depth of your self-knowledge, as explored in how to use the core framework during a tense workplace conversation. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What genuine self-awareness actually produces. Self-awareness does not make you more comfortable. In the short term, it often makes you less comfortable. You start noticing things about your behavior that you would rather not notice. You recognize patterns that have been costing you trust, sometimes for years. What it produces, in time, is something more valuable than comfort. It produces congruence, the experience of behaving in ways that genuinely reflect your values, even under pressure. People feel that congruence in you before they can articulate it. It is why some leaders command respect without demanding it, and why others demand it without earning it. Here is what the practice looks like in real terms. Notice your reactions, not just your intentions. When a conversation leaves you unsettled, ask what it revealed about you, not just the other person. The answer is usually more instructive. Seek the specific, not the general. Asking how am I doing produces social responses. Asking what do I do when I disagree with someone's approach, and how does that come across, produces information you can actually use. Watch for the gap under pressure. Your values are not proven by what you say in easy conversations. They are proven by how you behave when something is at stake. That gap between the person you claim to be and the person who shows up when things get hard is where self-awareness either earns its keep or fails. These three practices build over time into a clear, honest picture of yourself. That picture is what makes authenticity possible. Not the performance of openness. Not the declaration of values. The actual lived alignment between who you say you are and who people experience you to be. Managers who develop this capacity handle conflict differently too, as the confidence-competence loop in tension management demonstrates clearly. And the most advanced communication situations, those involving nuanced tone and psychological dynamics, require this foundation. You can explore that in advanced feedback techniques for high-stakes conversations. The honest truth about what people sense in you. I've learned this the hard way, across decades of getting it wrong before I got it right. People do not primarily trust your words. They trust your consistency. They trust whether the person who shows up under pressure resembles the person who made the promise in the calm moment. When self-awareness is strong, that resemblance is real. When it is weak, the gap shows, and people fill it with doubt, not because they are cynical, but because their instincts are accurate. They are reading something true about you. This is the root of the whole relationship between self-awareness and authenticity. Authenticity is not something you decide to be. It is something people conclude about you based on sustained observation. Your job is to close the gap between who you believe you are and who you demonstrably are, and to keep closing it, because the work is never finished. That is not a burden. That is the practice of becoming someone people can genuinely trust. Frequently asked questions. What is the connection between self-awareness and authenticity? Self-awareness and authenticity are directly linked because you cannot present yourself honestly to others if you do not know yourself clearly first. Without accurate self-knowledge, what feels like authenticity is often just habit or performance. Genuine authenticity grows from sustained self-reflection. Why is self-awareness important for authentic communication? Self-awareness lets you recognize the gap between what you intend to communicate and what you actually project. When that gap is invisible to you, people sense the inconsistency even if they cannot name it. Closing the gap builds credibility and real trust over time. Can you be authentic without self-awareness? Not reliably. Without self-awareness, you may behave consistently, but consistency is not the same as authenticity. Authenticity requires knowing your values, recognizing your emotional triggers, and choosing how you respond rather than simply reacting. That kind of choice is only possible with self-knowledge. How does self-awareness show up in workplace relationships? It shows in how you respond when challenged, how you receive feedback, and whether your behavior matches your stated values under pressure. People with strong self-awareness stay consistent across contexts. Those without it shift unpredictably, which erodes trust regardless of their intentions. What does low self-awareness look like in practice? It often looks like someone who is surprised by how others perceive them, who reacts defensively to feedback, or whose words and actions regularly contradict each other. They are not being dishonest deliberately. They simply have a limited view of how they come across, and that gap costs them trust. How do you build self-awareness to become more authentic? Start by noticing the moments when your reaction to a situation surprises you or feels outsized. Those moments reveal a gap between your self-image and your actual internal state. Track them. Ask trusted people what they notice about your patterns. Consistent self-reflection, not a single insight, builds real self-knowledge. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.